sideline for the national anthem, and it just, it all boiled up. I kind of screamed a little on the sideline after I said my prayer in the end zone. I screamed a little. And then when I got on the sideline, it was like, man, it's really about to happen. But like I said, today, it was a great moment for my life, my personal life, but it was even a better moment for this team. We got out there, we competed, and we won a big game that we need to win on the road.
How important is that?
It's very important, but at the same time, I think I just have to approach each day with the mindset that, hey, I'm going to get better, whether it's being a better teammate, getting better with my health, or studying the game, and things like that. I have that mindset that, hey, if I play, I play, and I'm going to give it my all, won't hold anything back. But right now, we're cherishing this moment. It's about the Vikings winning in Washington against a good team.
Tell us about your prayer in the end zone.
I don't want to talk about my prayer. That's for me to know about.
Realistically, can you tell us when you wanted to come off the PUP? I mean, it's week 10, right?
Yeah.
We know you've been working.
Yeah, probably a while back, but the smartest decision was to keep me on the PUP for me to get more time to get healthy, to get more time with being acclimated to the guys and being in the huddle, calling plays and things like that. So, and that was great, smart decision, and I'm glad we stuck with it.
Lastly, can you just further describe your relationship specifically with Case?
Case, he's awesome. He's a great human being, a God-fearing man. And I knew from day one, you know, my spirit could sense that he was a good man, and the spirit never lies. So with Case, he's a guy who puts in so much time around the facility. He has so much positive energy coming from him, and it's contagious. And he's always smiling, and he's always upbeat. And that makes you cherish a guy like him, because even if you're having a bad day, you know, you can walk up to Case and, hey, Case, what's going on? Hey, nothing much, man. Just living a life, you know. So having a guy like that around in the locker room is very, very helpful for this team. And, you know, we have a great group of guys here, but with Case, he's awesome.
Teddy, in a strange way, it's almost the perfect scenario, because if Case was not having a good season and if Sam was on the IR, there'd be more pressure on you to maybe push it. Do you find that in a strange way it's working out to your benefit that way as well?
You know, God makes no mistakes. So everything that's happening was already written. And I'm just going and living my life according to God's plan. So I'm going to continue to take it one day at a time. Right now, we're playing some good football, and everything happens for a reason. So I don't question life. I wake up and go with the flow.
Last couple for Teddy.
Can I take you back to your emotions? I know that when it was pregame and you're warming up, you knew that it was going to be a big day for you. It just kind of overcame you, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. And I usually do a great job of controlling my emotions, but today it was a huge day, because today wasn't just for me. Like I said earlier this week, today was for Liberty City, Miami, you know, some little kid down in Miami, or some little kid around the country, you know, who may be dealing with adversity. And for me to be able to just stand on that sideline, lace my gear up, warm up with the guys, and be active, it just got the best of me. Thank you.